I didn't whip out the ruler, but.
Well, the first night we met the Nip, he proclaimed in his own mind that as a person, as a catch, as a single gay man, he's a 9.
So, before we continue our Nip talk.
Nip talk.
we should say goodbye to the listeners. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We should say goodbye to you, our Nip talk.
Bye. Bye.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4038. BFO 44, right? The 28th of July, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, talk a little Big Brother, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Probators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're probators, because y'all, Big Fatty's up to his ankles in probate. To proceed as the executor and take charge of everything that the duty of which has been deemed to me, have to go to the probate court for them to verify that it is a a proper will, and that I have proper credentialing. And once I get the seal of approval, oh, Big Fatty, is that like a good housekeeping? Yes, it's very similar to the good housekeeping seal of approval. Y'all, then I can start making things happen. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, the funeral home had recommended an attorney that specializes in probate matters, and he says she does a very good job, and she knows how to make it happen and happen quickly. So y'all, I called and set up an appointment for Tuesday to speak to her about move the show forward, move the probate forward. Ooh. And y'all, we'll just keep you all up to date on that. But y'all, I'm got to tell you all about my day. But y'all, before we do that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, the 28th, y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, neither one of them listen to the BFO. Big Fatty, you think you can wake up? I'll get into that in a little while, but y'all, the first, y'all, I've met this y'all, it is the husband of a former number two fan of the BFO. Y'all, he's down there in the Flow Rider. I believe he's over there near the people. If I remember correctly, y'all, he came to the Queen's Tea at one of the the Super B and Michael Cantaloupe and all there at the Grand Floridian. And y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and the husband of the Big Fatty started again Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the husband of the of none other than Mac in Flowrider. Yes, buddy, you still fucked it up. I did. Y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. By the way, Mac and Flowrider's husband's name is Mike.
Yes, Big Fatty, Mike Flowrider.
Y'all, we got another Mike. Got another Mike with a celebration today. Y'all used to be in the Hatlanta area. Y'all, a longtime listener of the LFC. Y'all, he is was the proprietor of the one and only Soy Candles by Phoebes. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Mike Hip. Big Ready, we love Mike Hip. So, y'all, if you see Mike in Flowrider or Mike Hip, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. And you know they can put a soy candle by Phoebe on top of it and blow it out. Yes, Big Fatty?
Happy birthday,
yeah, I guess y'all, Tamari, the 29th, y'all, it is the celebration of the St. Olaf's Day over there in the Faroe Islands, y'all. The number one fan of the BFO, that Miss Kim Beva, y'all, she's probably the Grand Marshal of the Lesbeterian, I don't know what they do there. Big Fatty, you do. Y'all, it's true. Y'all, just want to say again, I've had several other folks reach out and offer their thoughts about Olive. Y'all, it just makes me happy knowing that so many of y'all cared about Olive. And y'all, it's just nice. I think Mr. Tim Kubal sent a message saying, Miss Kitty came to get Olive. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know Miss Kitty. Olive was Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. They're probably dancing on the clouds. Big Fatty, can you dance on a cloud? I don't know. anyway, y'all, I think I mentioned, on yesterday's little show, y'all, on my way home from Shady Pines, y'all, I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. We also hear new music. Well, y'all, when I don't go to my normal Von's East, y'all, I play the special Von's East music. Y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of the solid. We're going to have a solid and Italian Mussolini spaghetti and chocolate pudding and peanut butter cookies for our supper later tonight. Y'all picked up a jar of spaghetti sauce, y'all, a couple of boxes. You know, they have the Jell-O chocolate pudding on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of boxes of that. Y'all picked up some sliced mushrooms. Y'all got a big old jar of Greek pepperoncini. Picked up a red onion. Y'all had a coupon for the Betty Crocker Reese's Peanut Butter Cookies. I picked up a couple of packages of that. Y'all, they had these mozzarella meatballs, spicy meatballs on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got that. Y'all, they also had a special Italian sausage with pineapple and bacon in it. I guess it's not Italian sausage, but it's, you know, like a kielbasa kind of thing. Y'all, they had the good emerald nuts on sale, so I got a bag of the Virginia salted and roasted peanuts and a bag of the honey roasted peanuts. Y'all, they had in the frozen vegetables, y'all, they had a thing for air fryer okra. So y'all, I thought I'd give that a try since it was on sale. Y'all, they had the butterball ground turkey. Y'all, I'm making the Italian Mussolini spaghetti with ground turkey. Oh, yes, Big Betty, that was brought on by old Crooked Hat. It's true. Y'all picked up a thing of Angel Hire pasta. Had a little container of fresh grated Parmesan. Y'all, I spent $58.39, but I saved $35.44. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, you gonna tell them what happened when you got home? Y'all, I opened the back door of Ruby Red and the big jar of peppers fell out and broke. So, y'all, I had to clean up that big old mess, threw them all away, you know. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, way to just be a spendthrift. Y'all, also, I wanted to let you know that my ear pods came back in. Y'all, they're working just fine now. But, y'all, evidently it wasn't the case after all. But, y'all, I don't know what they did. They said they replaced the left ear pod. And, y'all, it was the right one is the one that wasn't charging. So they've replaced the left one. And, y'all, now, for some reason, it all works just fine now. I don't get it. But I don't care. I don't care because it's all working. And anyway, I got home, put away my provisions. And y'all, I can't remember if I took a little nip a nap or not. I think I recorded the little show. And then I, y'all, just watched the news and everything and the Jeopardy. And y'all, got ready, had to get ready for the 25th anniversarium special of the Big Brother. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it was a real good special, I thought. They talked about how the show changed from season one to season two, and y'all, it showed the different houses and over the years and how they just kept getting nicer and nicer. And y'all, at the very end, they gave some sneak peeks of this year's house, and y'all, it's actually kind of elegant. And, you know, they've been saying, oh, there are clues as to what the twist is going to be. Y'all, I think the twist is going to be BB Comics. I think they're going to, that's what everything's going to be based on, is the comic book things. So, but we'll see. Y'all still don't have any word about the contestants or anything. I do know they are in sequester, and y'all, it's less than a week, and y'all, I know many of you have been asking, is there going to be a little show, and the answer is no, Crooked Hat couldn't be bothered. Yes, Big Betty, you put the blame where it belongs. And y'all, while that was on, I had me a bowl of popcorn, and y'all, I crawled into the chamber. It was after 10 p.m. in the evening, because that's when the special was over. And y'all, I just, my head was racing. I know it's because of all the duties. Oh, Big Fatty, you said duty of being Olive's executor. But y'all, things were just running through my head. And so I finally got up and just wrote some notes down and looked on the computer as to what kind of get an idea of what the process was to go through the probate court and everything. And y'all, I finally crawled back in the bed, and y'all, I was out like a light. But y'all woke up right at 6 a.m. in the morning. Y'all had the craziest dream. I can't place it and tell you about it, but y'all got up on Thursday morning. I did my morning nipple walk just around Fat Acres, and then I got my share, and the nip sent me a message. What are you doing today? I said, I'm going to Shady Pines. I said, would you like to come? He says, thank you for calling. And so we went over there, and Olive was very organized. He had these plastic file boxes that he has them organized and everything. I think all of that's going to make my job a lot easier as we go forward. But anyway, brought those home, and we cleaned out the nip. I asked the nip if he would clean out the refrigerator and take the trash out and clear out the little storage locker of, I think Olive had a suitcase and a one little box of some crema things in it, and you know, not a whole lot, but it was just one of those things that could get done. And y'all, I tried to cancel the newspaper on the computer, but y'all, it wouldn't let me do it. So when we got home, I called, and y'all, believe it or not, they answered, and I was able to cancel Olive's subscription. The obituary was in the paper today, and so I canceled the subscription, and the lady could not have been nicer. And y'all, I got a call. I got a call on Thursday morning from Olive's El Dentisto. Evidently, he had an upcoming cleaning at Tooth Hurdy on Monday, so I had to break the news to her that he wasn't going to be able to make it. And then y'all got word late this afternoon, or Thursday afternoon, that Olive has made it to the crematorium, and y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Oh dear God, see y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I also called my first boss that I had over at the coal mine, and hadn't talked to him since I retired. And y'all, he's about to turn 80, and he's got the Parkinson's, as does his wife. I asked if they knew Harley, but he didn't. But y'all, it was just nice to catch up with him, and I think he appreciated the call. And y'all, take some time and reach out to someone from your past and just let them know you're thinking about them. Yes, we fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blind Guides, and Mr. Cackle, is there anything you want, any advice you want to give people?
We should say goodbye to our nip talk.
Bye.
Oh, yes, let's say goodbye. You know, you can just take nip talk and put it up your nose.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.